currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to a very special edition of Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Turman at the news desk. My co-anchor, Pam Jardine, will join us later in the show. Numbers are part of our daily lives. Here at Currently Kirkland, we've got the number 10 on our minds. Here are some questions about the number 10 to get you thinking. We have 10 digits on our hands. Do you know which president is on the $10 bill and which one is on the dime? Did you know that Google has been in Kirkland for 10 years? In athletics, 10 is the highest score in Olympic sports, the minimum number of baseball players allowed on the field during a game, and the length in yards of the end zone in American football. Deca, as derived from the Greek language, means 10, so a decade is 10 years, and that's how long it's been since a city updated its webpage. To get the public's reaction to the newly designed government site, Pam Jardine spoke with local coffee connoisseurs.
Hi there, we're at Zocca Coffee Lounge and we're here to show off the city's newly designed website. Come check it out.
The official city website. Wow.
Looks good.
So what do you think?
It's nice. It's got good photography and a layout that seems to make sense. So
here's the old website.
Wow.
So, big difference, huh?
That looks like what I expect from most city governments. This looks like what I expect from maybe a corporation or a very user-friendly organization.
The city's webmaster, Rob Mullen, who led the redesign project, reflects on how the new design came about.
I want to introduce you to our new City of Kirkland website. It's been 10 years since we redesigned it. The design is a lot more colorful than the last one we had. We did a lot of internal and external surveys and polling people to find out what they liked, what they didn't like. And one of the things that came out was that they wanted sort of a more graphic feel, a more colorful look and feel than we had the last time.
Wow, this is like, just seeing this now, when I think of Kirkland, I think of it as being like, happy and good food and bright, and it's definitely a good representation of what I see Kirkland being.
In comparison to the old city website, the new one has features that let you find the information you want in several ways.
There's a big prominent search engine, which we want to really advocate use for. You can also see a large search bar. One of the reasons for that is that we have such a deep website, so there's lots of pages underneath, and it's crucial for users to use search because there's just so many things. Trying to navigate down or drill down into a site is not an easy thing to do, so we really advocate using the search a lot. You also see popular search items, so you can quickly click to things that are important to you, like apps and forums and contacting us and jobs. You also have a really quick drop down for most requested, and these are the most requested type things that come up the city, like doing business with the city, signing up for recreation classes, information about the Cross Kirkland Corridor, which is one of our great projects that we're doing here, and crime mapping, applying for jobs, our tourism website.
So I saw that there was a link to jobs, so let's check out and see what kind of jobs are posted on that website.
Wow. That's awesome.
So you said you were new back to the city, so here you go. Maybe you can.
Yeah, coach a basketball team, exactly, yeah.
An important goal of the redesign was that it could be easily accessed and viewed from mobile devices.
We wanted to make sure that it didn't really matter what device you looked at it on, that it operated correctly.
Everything's right there. Kirkland Corridor right there. Bang.
Would you ever go to the city's website and, think about what to do this weekend? Like, there's the new Parks and Recreation Guide is out now.
Okay.
Let's go check that out.
Like this one? Parks Guide?
Nice, right? So
That's one thing that's really nice about Kirkland is all the parks. So having them, easily accessible, that's great.
If you haven't checked out the city's website lately, you should. What's the URL, you ask?
It's always http://www.kirklandwa.gov.
And if you are curious...
Can I Google it?
The answer is absolutely. A new addition to the city's online presence is its Facebook page.
And did you know that you can access the city through Facebook?
I do now.
So here's just an example of the homepage on Facebook.
Yeah, it looks like a good place to look for what's going on in Kirkland and maybe a little bit of news as well.
The city hopes that not only will you like the information posted, but that you will like the page.
And will you like us on Facebook?
Yeah.
The city's website isn't the only thing getting a makeover. The next episode of Currently Kirkland will commemorate the 10-year anniversary of our program. We will be unveiling an updated logo, show design, and more. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.